Hey folks, it's Charlie here. How you doing? Oh really? I'm sorry to hear that. Is the ointment working? Give it time. Give it time. This is just a quick update to say that Series 5 of Coastal Stories will be landing soon. Pretty exciting. More brine-encrusted true stories from the seas and coasts around these godforsaken, rain-lashed, wind-blasted rocks we call home. Now, this series will be slightly different, in that the episodes won't necessarily be weekly. These shifts I have to do down the word mines to pay the bills, especially nowadays when those bills are getting bigger all the time, mean that I have less time than ever to research, write, record and produce coastal stories. And rather than rush something out that I don't think's good enough, purely to meet an arbitrary deadline, I'd rather make sure each episode is as good as it can be before smashing the champagne bottle off the bows and sending it down the cyber slipway. So, while the episodes probably won't arrive strictly on a weekly basis, hopefully they will be better than ever. Hopefully. Some other news. Many of you will know already that I wrote a book about the shipping forecast called Attention All Shipping. Well, that book is about to become a one-man show performed by yours truly. That's right, your favourite coastal story podcaster is taking up the sock and buskin and taking to the stage, my loves. The stage. So if you're in the region of Glasgow, at 2:30 on Sunday the 28th of May 2023, you can come and see me at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, no less, giving you the lowdown on the shipping forecast as it approaches its broadcast century in 2024. This is part of the iWrite Festival, and tickets are 10 of your famous British pounds, and I'll put a link in the notes that come with this trailer where you can book them. If you're listening to this in the future, which I'm sure is just like in the Jetsons, well, you missed quite a show. I mean, I spent nearly the whole of the next day on a lounger by the pool while trained monkeys wearing fezes and little waistcoats brought me cocktails and glowing review after glowing review. You missed out, loves. But fear not, I am planning to bring the show to venues around Britain and Ireland. Watch this space. Not that space. This space. One other quick thing, and then I'll let you get back to that thing you were doing. I've spoken before about my pal Toby Carr, who died far too young at the beginning of last year. Toby had set himself the task of kayaking the areas of the shipping forecast and was writing a book about his adventures when he died. His sister Katie has pulled off the extraordinary feat of collating her brother's finished chapters, notes and recordings to finish the book for him. And Moderate, Becoming Good Later by Toby and Katie Carr will be published by Summersdale in early June. I've written a foreword, but don't let that put you off. The book itself is extraordinary. I'm really delighted to say that Katie is flying over from her home in Spain to come and see the shipping forecast show in Glasgow, and there should be copies of the book in the venue bookshop, which I'm sure Katie will be happy to sign if you're going to be there on 28th of May at 2:30 at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall. Toby would be so excited about this book, and this will, I think, be its first official sighting in the wild. So that's a really lovely thing that I am proud to be a small part of. So that's your latest from Coastal Stories HQ. The first episode of Series 5 will be arriving soon, and thanks a million for your continued support. Please spread the word if you can, and let others in on these larks. They'll thank you for it. Probably.